Liv the Web Girl, the big winner today. You know, I really thought Chops had a chance with that Seal song, Kiss from a Rose, but once again, you make things a little too creepy, bro. Now, I'm excited about Song of the Day coming up on Tuesday, and can you remind everybody what to look forward to, Pork Chop? Because this is kind of a cool local angle.
Baby, I compare you to a kiss from
we're moving on.
It's over. All
right. Yeah, so Tuesday, we're doing a local artist kind of spotlight for Song of the Day.
Yeah.
And we've chosen four local artists. I forget their names. Well, there's this girl, Bianca from Houston, and then this guy,
I'm going with a guy named Jay, who actually is honestly to this weekend performing in a Battle of the Bands. But yeah, he's coming out with a new song, but I love him.
I think we also went with Christian French from Indianapolis and Jake from Indianapolis. And who's the other one?
Jay.
Okay. Yep, that's all of them.
I thought you said Jake from State Farm. Yeah. State Farm. I'm like, is he wearing khakis?
From Houston. And they're all actually like really good songs.
I'm so excited for this.
Well, I can't believe that guy from Houston, Lenny Bree, got snubbed. Interesting. Very interesting.
Might have been a little biased.
Sorry,
I don't
Lenny.
Know.
No kidding. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Single Awareness Day. Whatever you're doing today, we love you. Know that you got a Valentine in us. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and I got some just random Valentine's Day stats. And some of them are funny, some of them are a little depressing.
Oh, gosh.
Americans, we will spend $27 billion, that's with a B, dollars for Valentine's Day this year. About $10 billion of that is for unwanted gifts, kind of junk. For example, would anybody want this? Kitchen utensils? Like gym memberships?
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah, like I couldn't imagine going up to Lindsay like, hey, babe, I got you a gym membership.
That's very strange.
Unless she begged me for it.
That would get you in trouble. I feel like if you go just randomly surprise on Valentine's Day your significant other with a gym membership, I feel like that might not go over well.
Are we allowed to buy each other Peloton bikes yet, or is that still like a no-no? Is that like a big backlash still?
I mean, I would definitely be okay with a Peloton bike. Those
okay.
things are like $1,000.
I was going to say at least. No, this is a big number two. 9 million people on average propose on Valentine's Day each year. That seems like insane.
Would you ever propose on a holiday like that? Because some people hate it. Some people think it's like tacky, but other people are okay with it.
I wouldn't. I mean, obviously, I'm doing the proposing. I would propose on any day, whatever day I just thought was best. Like, for example, with Lindsay and I, my now wife, if we actually met on Valentine's Day, like, that would totally make sense. But I wouldn't just randomly do it to do it.
Right.
So, and then I guess there's going to be a bunch of us, millions of other users that are going to change your relationship status on Facebook. Please don't be the person that goes from in a relationship to single to it's complicated. Like, either you're with somebody or not.
I have not changed my relationship status on Facebook since I was in high school.
Okay, and well, that bothers me that you don't do that. Because here's my thing, too. I'm sorry if your relationship ends, but if you get divorced, you break up, you have to tell us that because we are committed to your relationship. If I liked your relationship or double tapped it, I have a right to know that it's over and you're starting fresh.
The next time I change my relationship status on Facebook will be the day I get married. I'm not doing it until I am married, and then that'll be the last time I ever have to change it.
Do you like getting cards? Like, do you expect Jewel Daddy to get you a nice Valentine's Day card, or you not care?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
And also, like, stuffed animals. Just don't get your significant other a stuffed animal for Valentine's Day, because it just ends up in the trash.
Chops,
it's just a waste of money.
Are you getting your boyfriend Cody a card for Valentine's Day?
No, of course not. I mean, we told each other just yesterday that we don't want to do the flowers things because he says he wants him to save money to get a new cell phone.
Yeah.
But I think if he says, oh, let's not do flowers, that still means like get him flowers, right?
Well, I'm a man and he's a man. So I would assume that means don't get him flowers, but I don't know because he's not into women. He's into dudes. So.
Right.
I love flowers.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, two
some.
Things about this. First, the cards. Hallmark has options, over 1,200. Can you believe that? Over 1,200 cards? That's insane options they have.
I feel like a cards has got to be like a dying industry, right?
I don't think so. I think people still like getting a actual card for certain holidays. Newspaper, yeah, but cards, not so much. And when flowers, Valentine's Day makes up 30% of annual flower sales. Like
wow.
For floral shops,
that
they
does
say
not
this
surprise
week.
Me.
This is one of their biggest ones.
And some people don't like flowers, but I think they're just so beautiful. Like if I had the money, I would have fresh flowers in my house at all times.
Yeah.
So something like Valentine's Day, I think Jewel Daddy We said we weren't going to do any gifts this year. We were just going to go out to dinner, but I guarantee you he still gets me a bouquet of flowers.
Which means now he has to. Yeah, at least you get flowers, man. You can go somewhere cheap like Aldi and get some really nice flowers.
Yeah, you can go to Kroger and get flowers.
I mean, you can go somewhere expensive if you want and spend hundreds of dollars. That's what I have to do today, not hundreds, but I got to send flowers to my mom and my grandma.
Oh,
so
that's sweet.
It's going to probably be like $50 or $60 a pop, but it's nice. Think about those old people, your neighbors. Get them a rose. Come on. Just not from Pork Chop because it gets awkward. And finally, about 1 in 5 Americans thinks Valentine's Day is romantic, which means the majority of us don't think it's romantic. Is it romantic, Chops?
I think so.
Liv?
Of course. He thinks anything is romantic. Literally anything. Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's romantic. I'm just excited to go out to dinner with my boyfriend because we never go out to dinner, just the two of us, ever, 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 ever.
All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day or Single Awareness Night tonight. Whatever you're doing, hopefully you'll enjoy it. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Liv the Web Girl filling in for McKenzie today with the tea because she's out sick. What's coming up?
Wendy Williams is receiving heat from some controversial comments. Sam Smith made a huge announcement and Justin Bieber's album drop.